Whenever we do give a basic talk about the practice, it's very important for you to listen as best you can. Listening is a very important part of our life, but many people cannot listen very well at all. Frequently, when people are listening to others, their minds are not really there. They may be off thinking about something totally different, or thinking about what the person is saying, or thinking about what they want to say as soon as the other person stops speaking. So trying to listen with an open mind and interested mind is a very important part of our life and a very important part of this practice. For this reason, whenever we do give a basic talk, we want to encourage you to sit in a good posture as best you can, trying to keep an awake mind and alert mind. The only change in the normal posture that you want to do compared to the sitting meditation may be with your eyes. Many people like to open the eyes and watch the speaker. That's quite okay. Other people keep their eyes shut, as in the general sitting. As well, if you do get any pains rising in your body, it's quite okay. Shift your legs around, relax your back, change onto the stool, and so on as you need to. But try to do it quietly and gently. And even as you're changing posture, try to keep your mind focused on listening so you don't miss hearing something that may be important. Also, not wishing to miss hearing something important, try not to leave the hall during any of the talks. In particular, that would mean that if you had to go to the bathroom or go out to get a drink, as much as possible, unless it's an emergency, try to do that during the meal times or the walking meditation periods. Listening to the talks and also the general sitting and the standing postures are times when you try to keep your body still as best you can. And leaving the hall, of course, disturbs that stillness. As well, if you do have to leave the hall during a talk, you might miss hearing something important. The more that you can focus on listening, then the more you will understand. The more you understand, then the more benefit the talk will be for you. The more benefit the talk is for you, then the more benefit you might be for others. There is another aspect of listening which is very seldom talked about in many of the societies that we come from. And that is listening to quiet, to silence, and to calm. Many of the people in our societies are not very interested in quiet, silence, and calm. And many people have a type of fear towards silence, so much so that whenever the environment becomes too quiet, they feel afraid of it and they have to turn on the TV, turn on a tape recorder, call up someone on the phone, or move themselves to a busier environment. These are people who have not yet understood the value and can appreciate those moments of silence that they have in their life. A retreat such as this can help each one of you to understand this value. You can learn how to be with silence and not feel afraid or threatened by it. This is such a wonderful and rare opportunity that all of you have, and to actually be allowed to be silent and encouraged to be silent. Frequently, in our societies, people who are fairly quiet are considered to be odd or strange. And then it gets so that whenever we want to be quiet, we may feel the pressure of society and we think we have to do something, we have to say something. But it can be okay, it can be appropriate and beneficial to be quiet and silent at times, and a retreat such as this can help each one of you to understand this value. This is not to say that it's always appropriate and beneficial to be quiet and silent, because indeed there are times in our life when it's much more appropriate to say something or do something. A large part of this practice is to understand when certain actions are appropriate and beneficial, and when the same action may not be appropriate and beneficial depending on the environment we find ourselves in. There are many actions that you may do outside of this retreat which are quite appropriate and beneficial, yet if they're done here in the retreat, they could actually cause difficulty instead. A major way in which Rosemer and I teach is to emphasize a compassionate intention behind all of our actions, speech, and thoughts, not wishing to cause harm through our actions, speech, and thoughts. As a person develops this compassionate intention, it often encourages them to be more friendly in their normal life, say hello, smile at others, wish to help, and so on. Yet here in retreat, because it's a different environment, many of those actions would not be coming from a compassionate intention because the environment is so different. Here, if you do wish to show your compassion towards each other, if you wish to show your caring, your friendship, your love towards each other, one of the most important ways of doing this is through silence. To allow each other meditator to experience this retreat with the very best conditions possible. As I mentioned yesterday, this can be more difficult if you came here with a friend. But if you are truly friends, if you really do care for each other, then you will remain silent so that you can help each other get the most benefit from these days. And when the retreat is over, you might discover that you have developed a deeper, richer, and more caring relationship between yourself, your friends, and all others here by practicing these techniques in silence. Again, if you do have any difficulty regarding this requirement, please be sure to talk to us about it in the interviews or write us a note. One little word about talking to us in the interviews, please be honest. It will not help in any way if people tell us things that are not true. Rosemary and I are simply offering our time freely, offering our help freely. Take advantage of that.